This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa nashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluh. أما بعد، يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولقد نعلم أنك يضيق صدرك بما يقولون، فسبح بحمد ربك وكن من الساجدين، واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما يزال البلاء بالمؤمن والمؤمنة في نفسه وولده وماله حتى يلقى الله وما عليه خطيئة. رواه الترمذي. صدق الله العظيم وصدق نبيه الكريم. Honorable علماء, respected elders and brothers, as humans we go through different emotions in our lives. Sometimes we are happy and sometimes we are sad. We are happy when things work out the way we want them to work out. We plan for a certain thing and it works out just perfectly, we are happy. We are overjoyed at our accomplishments. We are elated at the good outcomes of life. And naturally, when things are going our way, we are happy. We are bubbly. We are full of smiles. We are cheerful. But when things don't work out the way we want them to work out, we are sad. We become despondent. We become hopeless. We lose focus in life. And we live in a state of misery. And that's what I want to talk about today: sadness, grief, and sorrow. So what we need to understand as humans, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world as such that it is full of challenges, it's full of trials, it's full of tribulations. We will have the ups and downs in life. And as humans, we have to understand that there will be phases in our lives where we will be sad. There is no person in this world, no person in this world who is free of sadness. Whether he's rich, whether he's poor, we will all go through it. The elderly, the young, the middle age, everybody will experience sadness in their life at some stage or the other. Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah alayhi, mentions that a heart that's devoid of sadness is like a deserted house. Just as that house, which is not occupied by anyone, will become deserted, likewise, that heart will also become deserted when there's no sadness or some sort of grief in that heart. It's part and parcel of life. Now let's try to understand where our sadness comes from. And then we look at some solutions also, inshallah. Sometimes we are sad because of the temporary loss of income. A man is retrenched, or his company closes down, his income suddenly stops, he's left without a job, he's sitting at home, he's trying to make ends meet, and he is sad. He leads himself into a state of misery. He is depressed. Sometimes our sadness is related to the loss of life. Somebody very close to us leaves this world. Our parents, our siblings. Sometimes it's our own life partner. Sometimes our sadness is related to our relationships. Our children are giving us grief. Or husband and wife issues, marital discord, and other issues pertaining to marriage. Sometimes our sadness is related to the loss of something in life. We missed out on an opportunity and we are sad. There was an excellent opportunity to maximize and to benefit But we missed out and now we are sad. So these are the natural causes of sadness in life. As believers, as Muslims, as humans, how do we deal with sadness? Let's look at the natural reaction of people. In most cases, people withdraw from public life. They become introverts. So they dread going to social events. A man went through a divorce, or a lady went through a divorce. She doesn't want to be seen in public life. A man doesn't want to attend any social function because he cannot confront the situation of his. Or the person loses out on his appetite. That appetite for food is not there any longer. The man is hungry, but he's not eating. And in many cases, a person starts to lose weight also. He either loses weight or either he picks up extra weight. One of the two happens to a person who's going through sadness, through grief, through sorrow. That's the natural reaction of human beings. They withdraw, they lose out on their appetite, they don't want to socialize with people, they want to be to themselves. And they go into a state of despondency. They become depressed. And sometimes they become clinically depressed for a long period of time. That's the natural reaction of men. But what does the Sunnah teach us? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us in the Quran, in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Number one, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Number one, Allah says in the Quran, we will most certainly test you in your life. We will test you regarding money issues. We will test you regarding relationships. We will test you regarding ups and downs in life. We will test you with prosperity. We will test you through adversity. Number one, as believers, we understand that we will go through some sort of sadness in our life. Because Allah has already informed us in the Quran. Those who offer us stress-free lives are only putting up a superficial facade in front of people. There's no such thing as a stress-free life. The fact of the matter is that this world is full of challenges, and given the fact that it is full of challenges, we will most certainly go through this phase of our life. So number one, it's the phase of life. That's what the Quran says. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah says, we will change the times in your life. Sometimes it will be on top. Sometimes you will be excelling in life. And sometimes you will be going down in life. You need to learn to come to terms with your sadness also. You have to accept it, that it is part of life. Number two, Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi writes that know and understand, by being sad at any event of your life, you're not going to change anything in life. By being sad, you add on an additional misfortune to the one that's already existing. By being sad, you cannot solve any problem in life, in simple terms. You can't. Ibn Amir rahmatullah alayhi writes that when Allah tests you with something, if Allah takes away something from you in life, then occupy yourself with something else in life. Don't occupy yourself on the misfortune that happened in your life. If you're going to sit and think and replay and replay and replay what happened to you, you're going to get yourself into further misery. But if you make peace and you say, let me occupy myself with something else, which will distract me, you will be able to cope with that sadness and grief. And many people go into an idle mode. They've got nothing to do, they are idle. And that's the state that you need to save yourself from. Because it is that state that leads you to misery. You know, when a person is idle, he's got nothing to do. And so he worries about his misfortune. He's playing and replaying that event over and over and over again. And so that makes it very difficult for him. But the minute you say, I'm going to pick myself up and I'm going to occupy myself with something better, the person manages to come out of that state of misery. Subhanallah. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi writes that know and understand that no matter how difficult this phase is in your life, it will phase out slowly, inshallah. And it will become easier. You'll see a father who lost his son. At that moment, he's very emotional. He cannot control himself. He's full of tears. He's broken inside. And if you ask him to speak about his son, he becomes very emotional. He breaks down. But ask that very same father after a year or two, he'll be able to speak. He'll be able to speak. He'll be sad, but he won't be as sad as how he was before. Why? Because it's the natural phase of life that no matter how attached you are to something or someone, you eventually overcome that sadness in your life. At that moment, it was very difficult. But few months later, few years later, after the passage of time, we are able to overcome that grief. So Ibn al-Qayyim says that when you're in that thick of that moment, tell yourself, this will also, inshallah, come to an end. It's not possible that Allah only shows us grief in our life. There will be happier moments also, inshallah. Inna ma'al usri yusra, Allah says, with difficulty comes ease. It's not possible that we only see melancholy and we only see misery in our lives. It's not possible. Allah is kind. Allah is Rahim. We need to understand to not ask of life what it cannot offer. Subhanallah. And when I read this point of Ibn al-Qayyim in his book, Discipline in the Soul, I was marveling at the foresight of this man. He says, to not ask of life what it cannot offer. Life cannot offer you a stress-free life. Life cannot offer you a problem-free life. So why do you expect it? It means that we are living with such high expectations in our lives that we end up hurting ourselves every time when something goes wrong. And that's because we have set such a high expectation. My wife, my children, my business, my income, everything, we have set the ideal. And we have set such high expectations that the minute we get anything below that, we are sad. So Ibn al-Qayyim says that do not ask of life what it cannot offer. That is only offered in Jannah. Ya ibadi la khawfun alaykum al-yawma wa la antum tahzanun. Allah says, now that you've entered into Jannah, there's no sadness, there's no sorrow, there's no worry, there's no grief. That's only in Jannah. In this world, we'll have to go through it. So Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi makes a very profound point. And the next point, which is mentioned in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he says, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we understand, and we know that you are sad. We know that you are sad. Here, the greatest human being in the world is also going through sadness. He's also going through the same emotions that we go through. And Allah is telling him that, O Muhammad, we understand that you are sad. You are feeling down. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. What solution does Allah give to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. Take on to spirituality. Engage yourself in the remembrance of Allah. وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. And fall in front of Allah in sajda. That is, draw the help of Allah through your spirituality. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. And this is what I want to stress on. The spirituality in our life will ward off the grief in our life. Because Allah says, in the remembrance of Allah, the hearts find contentment. This contentment cannot come from going on holidays or purchasing items or spending on certain things. Allah has not kept contentment in there. If you are sad and feeling down, there's the book of Allah. Pick up the book of Allah. That's where contentment lies. If you are feeling sad and you are feeling depressed, your solution is in the remembrance of Allah. By taking the name of Allah, your heart is at ease. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And you chase away the devil. You chase away the negativity and the negative impact and forces in your life. You ward off all the negativity by taking the name of Allah. That's the effect. Allah is saying, O Muhammad, we know you are said. Ya Allah. So we've got salah, we've got Quran, we've got dhikr. These are the means of cleansing ourselves of the sorrow and the grief in our life. And I promise you, once you come onto this, you'll see the contentment. You will have problems and troubles in your life, but the contentment will be phenomenal, Ya Allah. Understand it in this manner. Allah will become your umbrella. It will still rain outside. The rain will not stop for you. But Allah will become your shelter. Allah will become your protection. Allah will become your umbrella. And so, when we draw the help of Allah, the problems and the troubles will be there. But Allah will give us the strength and the courage to get out of that state of misery. Just like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam managed to do so. And let's look at an example of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There is a year in the history of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam known as Amul Huzn, the year of sorrow, the year of grief. In this year, many things happened. He lost his beloved wife, Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. And he lost his beloved uncle, who was very close to him, who supported him, Abu Talib. It is also in this phase and in this period that he went to Taif and he was pelted on miles and end. If you study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's so much of trouble, so much of challenges, so much of difficulties, yet he comes out so strong. Subhanallah. Yet he comes out as this inspirational human being who is able to inspire people even 1400 years later through his seerah. What does it tell us? That we have the solution. We have the solution. Whatever I'm experiencing in my life, the solution to that is in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For he went through even more difficult circumstances than what we are going through. And he managed to pull himself out of that through the assistance of his Lord. So can you and I do the same and implore and besiege Allah and get ourselves out of this misery. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rid us from all this misery in our life. There's a beautiful dua that we are taught by the Prophet of Allah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzn wa'udhu bika min al-ajzi wal-kasl wa'udhu bika min ghalabati al-dain wa qahri al-rijal. As Muslims, we don't have to be sad. We don't have to be perpetually sad. We are taught specific du'as by the Prophet of Allah. O Allah, I seek protection in you from sadness. Hammi wal huzni means perpetual sadness, perpetual sorrow, perpetual grief. O Allah, we seek protection in you from sorrow, from sadness. We are taught du'as to get ourselves out of this situation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us happiness in all our lives and make it easy for us in our troubles, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become our guardians. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.